My name is Matt Coles, and I'm the director of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Rights Project at the American Civil Liberties Union. And I'm here to talk a little bit about why we need to get civil rights laws protecting LGBT people from discrimination in jobs, housing, and in private businesses. We need it, first of all, because people really do lose their jobs and lose their homes because they're LGBT. We represent somebody now who's a decorated Special Forces major who was denied a job with the Library of Congress because when he was in the Special Forces, he was Dave and he's now Diane. A little while ago, we represented a bunch of LGBT kids who were refused service in a pizza parlor. It goes from the grand to the small, but it happens. We need it, second, because of the way most LGBT people try to protect themselves against discrimination. What people do is they take the two most important parts of a person's life, where you work and your family, and try to completely separate them from each other. Make sure that you never put a picture of the people who are the most important people of your lives in your office. Make sure that you never say anything about who you live with or who you went to see a movie with last week. Make sure that you never let your partner pick yourself up at work. And then hope to God that you never slip or it never slips out against you, that you never run into somebody from work at church or in a book group. That kind of separating the two most important parts of your life wreaks a terrible psychological toll on the people who do it. And we need to pass these laws so that we can say to LGBT people, you don't have to do that kind of separation just to have a job. The price of having a job is not splitting your life and your mind in two. We need to do it for a third reason that may be even more important. And that's, a society's laws are really a statement of our aspirations for who we are as a people, who we want to be, what we think is right and what we think is wrong. And we want to make a sense of what people believe to be wrong, the notion that you should be able to treat somebody differently because of who they love or because of what their gender identity is. What we need to do is we need to pass a federal law against discrimination, and we need to pass a law in every state. We need to pass a federal law because there are unfortunately some states that will take many years before they'll be willing to pass an anti-discrimination law. And to get real protection, people, we need to get it at the federal level. We also need to get a federal law because we want to set a national standard of what's acceptable behavior and what isn't. We want to set a national aspirational norm that sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination is wrong. We also need to pass laws in the states. We need to pass laws in the states now because I think that will ultimately help us get to a federal law. We need to pass laws in the states because state laws, as it turns out, are often more effective. But we also need to establish local norms about what's acceptable and what isn't. Local norms that say that gender identity and sexual orientation discrimination are wrong. We need to do that because you don't want the sense of what's acceptable and what's right coming only from the federal government. It's got to be local as well. We know that if you're going to pass laws like this, one of the things we critically have to be able to do is to tell our representatives that discrimination really is a problem and that people really get discriminated against. So we're involved with a group of other national LGBT organizations to try and gather stories of people who really have experienced discrimination. Stories that we can give to local press, stories that we can give to our representatives in district visits, stories that we can use in hearings. If you've experienced discrimination, even if it seemed trivial or small, or if you know someone who has, please go to www.aclu.org/LGBT. And when you go to the page, you'll see an invitation to tell us your story. It'll take you to a short form, an online survey. It won't take very long to fill out. And believe me, collecting these stories is really critical to passing laws at the federal level and at the state level over the next few years. One last thing. Passing non-discrimination laws is very important in ending discrimination in the jobs, in housing, in public places. But it's much more than that. Passing non-discrimination laws is going to help us on all the critical LGBT-connected issues that we work on. Schools, parenting, relationships, and marriage. That's because when you set an aspiration, a social norm that discrimination is wrong, it isn't narrowly confined to the way the civil rights laws work. Our history with civil rights laws on sex discrimination, on disability discrimination, and race discrimination have taught us that when you set a standard for what's acceptable behavior, and when you set a social standard that discrimination is wrong, we begin to start living as a society closer to the aspiration we've set ourselves. And we don't do it in narrow ways. We do it in broad ways. We need to establish a social norm that sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination is wrong. And getting these laws will be a major help in doing that. Please tell us your story. Collecting these stories is really critical to passing laws at the federal level and at the state level over the next few years.